A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and come to you live from the First Nation Radio Station in Cairns, Bummer Brisbane Media, 98.7 FM. Give us a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416. Yes, we are living in a different world at the moment, and we talk about the pandemic and vaccines and what have you, and how COVID-19 has turned our world upside down and put a lot of pressure on, all peoples across the globe in their mental capacity. But we're going to catch up a yarn with Scott Willis, and he's the Australian Physiotherapy Association President, National President, APA, and talk about how Mental Health Committee told physiotherapists must be included in mental health reform. And I agree. Scott, you there? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Trevor?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Scott?
I'm down here in the sunny part of Tasmania on the northwest coast of Perth.
Sunny part, but it'd be still cold for this little black back.
Oh, it's freezing. We're still nice and icy down here.
Okay, thinking of you guys. Listen, very important conversation. Look, we as First Nation people, we're a holistic approach in regarding life in a physical sense, the mental sense, the spiritual sense, and that's why it all should be together when working with people in this world that we live in with the pandemic, yes?
Oh, definitely. Look, I think that, and what I told the Mental Health Senate Committee was, you know, we can't put them in silos. We can't treat mental and physical health separately. We need to have it all together. So we need to have a look at the physical, the mental, the spiritual health and treat that all together. And that's where physiotherapists can assist.
So with that conversation, look, here we are 2 years into the so-called pandemic. The horse hasn't already bolted. Beginning's half done. We can start and work on this space together. The phrase is, we're all in this together, are we not?
Oh, definitely. You know, we need to be in together. If we're not as a team and moving forward, then we're not going to succeed in getting rid of this pandemic and succeeding in getting back to our life as we knew before the pandemic.
So with that conversation, so where do we go from here and what's the outcome?
Yeah, look, we've submitted our case to the Senate, and they'll take it to the government. And you know, what we really tried to instill is that physiotherapists have got those skills to in a team environment to actually assist the government in rolling out preventative measures of mental and physical health, but also treating it as well as part of a team, and physiotherapists should be part of that team.
Well, look, I'm no doctor, but I know that the mind can only have one thought at one time. And if you with a physiotherapist and you've got things happening with your body, it's taking your mind off whatever's happening in your life, you know, or the outside world, and focus in on soothing the body, and the communication and the conversation in itself is soothing. That should work.
Yeah, definitely. And when we're treating patients, when they're on our table, you know, they start talking, they feel comfortable, we build up a rapport with them, and yes. And that's where we can start that healing process for the mind, the body, the spirit.
No, fantastic. And so how long have you been the president, national president of APA?
I've been in the role now for 7 months, so it's been a very big...
Put your training wheels still on, Scotty.
That's just still got the training wheels on. I've still got the leash on, so but it's been so busy and so good that, you know, it's with the pandemic and with all the reform that's happening with the government, it's a really busy time.
Yeah, fantastic. And regarding physios across this country, are we needing more? Have we got good numbers of physiotherapists? And also, would you know if we got any First Nation physiotherapists out there?
Yeah, look, definitely. You know, it's funny, post-pandemic, we've been thinking that we'll probably have a reduction in work, but actually it's increased, I think, because people aren't moving around as much as possible. You know, their mental and physical and spiritual health has been affected by it all, and they're coming to see us more often. So, you know, we're seeing and hearing from all our members Australia-wide, not just in rural, remote, but also in cities and urban areas, that we're shortage of physios. So, you know, there's a huge gap in for physiotherapists. And in for First Nations, you know, we're starting to see more and more First Nations people's come through the physiotherapy ranks. But now that's a role that we want to try and advance as well. We want to try and get, you know, more First Nations physiotherapists through the university degrees and out into the community.
So there it is. Yeah, that's fantastic. So all the young ones out there who are at home because of COVID-19, there's a career pathway there. Need more physiotherapists and come to the table, what Scott Willis says. So thank you very much for your yarn, my friend. It's fantastic you're working in this space, 7 months, but enjoy the journey. Stay in touch and come and visit us here in Cairns, far north Queensland, brother.
I shall. I'll have to get my shorts out, my thongs out, and get up there.
All the best to you, Scott. You take care.
You too, Trevor. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Scott Willis, his name, is National President for the Australian Physiotherapy Association, APA, and talking about the space as physiotherapists working with people, but working alongside the mental health organisations as well, and the doctors and the nurses. The Mental Health Committee told physiotherapists must be included in mental health reform, and that's the statement they made, and it's a holistic approach in helping people get over COVID-19, you know, the mental sense, but also the physical, spiritual sense, as Scott Willis did mention. And we First Nation people, we belong to that in a holistic approach. So we're all for that. And hats off to Scott Willis and his team. Have your say here, Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That daily number, 1-800-422-416.
I just wanna be where the sun sets. never be real. You keep on comparing yourself.
Troy Cassidale here, you're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumblebrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Oh, yeah, we live in a different world at the moment thanks to COVID-19. Turned the world upside down, but it's about looking for the future, looking at being adaptable, been flexible, so to speak, and run with the world that's been given to us in regards to, you know, living life, working, bringing up children, having babies. And speaking of babies, little bundles of joy delivered to mothers in need with pre-loved clothes donated around Australia. A fantastic charity called Friends of Jeddah. We're going to catch up a yarn with the founder. That's Sister Dee Malik, who's on the line. Dee, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Uncle Trev. I'm great, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And before you start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Excellent. Good morning, everybody. My name is Dee. I'm a Mitchell lady from Mitchell Mob in Carnarvon, and I'm a Nyamal woman. But today I'm speaking to you from Gubbi Gubbi country, just at Caboolture here.
Yeah, fantastic. Thinking of your mob down there, southeast Queensland, and the world you're living in at the moment. Look, a very important space you're working in or that you created. It's all about Friends of Jeddah. Jeddah's your daughter, I believe. Tell us the story, how it all came about and how you're donating pre-loved clothes, baby clothes, around Australia.
Excellent. Thanks, Uncle. Pre-COVID, I was pregnant in 2019, early 2020, and I worked in a really big office environment, and I was really lucky enough to have all these women give me their pre-loved baby clothes towards the end of my pregnancy. And I just kept thinking about all the rural, remote and isolated communities that don't have that access to all these friends that could give them their pre-loved baby clothes. So I thought, how am I going to help these women out there? So I put a little post out on Instagram and Facebook and just said, hey, if I've got any friends out there that want to give me their baby clothes, I will set it up and I will start contacting these communities out there in the bush and start sending them out. So, yeah, it's kind of snowballed from there, Uncle. Within the first few weeks, my husband made sure that we were a registered charity.
Yes.
And over the course of that, we're now across three states and we have seven committee members. I'm always looking at communities to send out these baby clothes to. We cater from Premier Babies, which is 555, that's 50, all the way up to size one. So the first year of your little bubby's life. And we can give you bags of clothing, basically, for free.
For free, fantastic.
Donated to other people around the community.
Well, they said the best exercise for your heart is bending down, lifting somebody up, and you're doing just that. Now, the name, the charity called Friends of Jeddah, where's Jeddah come from?
Yes, absolutely, Uncle. My daughter's name is Jeddah, and Jeddah is an Aboriginal name. You might remember from the early 50s, actually. It was a movie made after her.
Yes.
But it means little wild goose and pretty little girl. So that's where the name Friends of Jeddah came from. So every little baby that receives a package from Jeddah is considered her little friend.
Beautiful. Look, a great concept. And of course, it's working. You started with an idea, and there it is. It's just a snowball effect. And little Jeddah, she lives up to both those descriptions?
She certainly does. She's a little bit wilder than pretty, that's for sure. She's absolutely beautiful.
Fantastic. Beautiful. You only got the one child, Dee?
Yes, absolutely. Just the one, and one is enough. Let me tell you that much.
Oh, truly. Father of four. So, yeah, there you go. And father and grandfather of two. So I'm feeling you, my sister. Look, this is a great, fantastic work that you're doing here. Talk about some of the communities that you're delivering to, sister.
Yeah, so we deliver all over Australia, particularly in the Pilbara and Kimberley because we've got a Western Australian contact. Okay. Far North Queensland, Abdulmadi and Arakan out there. Robertson River, which is in the NT. The NP Wylands, we've sent out several packages out there. And Victoria, Yorta Yorta country as well. We're always looking, if you are in one of these locations or a different community and you have some bubs out there, just give us a yell on any social media platform and we'll be able to send something out to you. Absolutely no doubt about it.
Too deadly. And what you're doing there, Dee, you're creating a space here of excitement and passion. There are going to be people out there having babies just to be a part of it all.
It's absolutely incredible the amount of people that want to help. So there's plenty of people with beautiful little babies' clothes that want to send them out to all our communities. So don't be shy, sisters out there. Give us a yell. We'll be able to send you some packages of baby clothes.
Love your work, Dee. Thank you very much for sharing. Big shout out to your beautiful husband and Jeddah, and keep doing what you're doing and your team. Look, stay safe and we'll yarn soon, Sister Dee.
Thank you so much. so much, Uncle. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Adelie Yarn there, that's Dee Malik, her name is, and she's the founder of the charity called Friends of Jeddah. So go online, check it out, Friends of Jeddah. If you mob out there are looking for baby clothes, and look, they're pre-loved clothes, and they're donating right around Australia, so no matter where you are, get in contact with Dee Malik. That's M-A-L-E-K. Thank you for yarning your mob. Always good to be yarning with you, mob. This daily program, National Talk Black, a voice for our people. Do utilise it. Call me on that daily number, 1-800-422-416.
Screamed your name out, tap of the night. You said, do you think you could hear a sound with no one in sight? Turned on the weather, joined up the stars and the clouds. You said tonight is a night that great stories are written about. And all you need to know, I'll get you out of here. All you need to know, you keep me in line. And as hard as it seems, we will be there one step at a time. And all you need to know, I'll get you out of here. All you need to know, sail to south. Before you leave the shores, I'll be there building our own treehouse. And I'll scream your name out to the top of the night. And you'll say, do you think you could hear a sound with no one inside? And all you need to know,
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It's I, Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And you can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Make sure you check out our Facebook page as well, see all our photos, all our yarns, and all the news up to date, what's happening at the moment, the world we live in. Looking at New South Wales, man in his 30s die of COVID-19, as New South Wales reports more than 300 cases. Melbourne lockdown extended by 7 days as state records 20 new local COVID-19 cases. And here in Queensland, the news is that Queensland record 4 new local acquired COVID-19 cases at home quarantine ends. In regards to Cairns finals, Queensland, Cairns and Yarraba, we're doing pretty good, you mob. The lockdown is lifting, looking that way at 4 o'clock this afternoon. But that's the date and the times, and hopefully, and fingers crossed, it all works that way inclined. But we've done a fantastic job. Only the case of the taxi driver, and no new cases since then, 3 days ago. So we're doing really good. But you must also continue with the mask wearing, and also if you're out and about 1.5 metres away from each other, social distancing, continuously wash your hands. And we are still in lockdown, so if you're home, stay home. You need to be home, not out and about. So have your say and yarn a strong add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Mm-hmm.
This is a message from Queensland Health. A lockdown and mandatory mask wearing is now in place for Cairns and Yarrabah. Let's keep our mob safe by staying at home as much as possible and masking up. If you have any symptoms, no matter how mild, please get tested immediately. If we work together, we will slow the spread and we'll save lives. For the latest information, visit covid19.qld.gov.au. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mwakaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, here's a deadly yarn coming up that may interest some of you rugby league players out there or rugby union players, maybe AFL or soccer players, either way. There's new sport in town. Well, I've been in town for about 8 seasons now in Cairns. We're talking about the Cairns Falcons Gridiron Team Association, NFL. We're playing Gridiron. We're talking about Gridiron. We've got Coach Jake Price coming to have a yarn with us, and also brother man Bradley Minoy coming to have a yarn, and he's with the defence. That's who his role is. But we'll start and open up the program with Coach Jake. Very good morning. How are you,
Good Coach? Morning. I'm well, thank you.
Good, fantastic. Jake Price, where do you stem from, bro?
So I grew up in Sydney. I spent some time up in here in Cairns playing league just at Ivanhoe's.
Yep.
Spent some time down in Brisbane, and then now I'm back up here in Cairns.
All right, okay. So how did you get involved in Gridiron? Because you don't sound like American.
No, that's right. While I was in Brisbane, I found one of the local teams there and played there, which was actually a good start, as we had an American coach come that year, so it worked out quite well. So I learnt quite a fair bit off him, which also obviously kept my interest in the sport because you're learning firsthand from an NFL player.
So how long ago was that?
That was 4 years ago.
4 years ago, yep.
Yeah. So he also brought through a whole lot of Division 1, Division 2 and Division 3 college athletes.
Okay.
So you sort of get to learn from the best.
Mm.
Obviously not NFL players, but people that have, you know, grew up playing the sport.
Mm.
So sort of just really tried to turn into a sponge there and learn as much as I could off them boys as well as the coach.
Yep.
Before coming back up here and playing the first season with the Falcons last year.
All right, fantastic. Over to defence man, Bradley Minoy. Brother man, first before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from? Black man?
Originally, I'm from Papua New Guinea, from a small town called Manus Island. Nice. But I moved up here 2011 for school.
Yes.
And now I'm living in Cairns, working out on the Great Barrier Reef.
That's right. We got a connection there with Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel, Experience Co, Reef Magic, Big Cat Cruises, Fitzroy Island. So we got a connection there, my brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, fantastic. Let's talk about your role as a defensive player for the Cairns Falcon Gridiron team, brother. How long have you been playing?
Well, actually, I've been playing for just one season last year.
Excuse me, coach, you won a championship too.
Oh, yeah,
first year and you won a championship. Coach, is that the first time the Cairns Falcon Gridiron won the championship?
It is, yeah. So I think, you know, Bradley obviously had a lot to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. Just
some big hits during the season that helped. Oh, I think it was a bit of skill as well.
Now we're talking about the Reef Bowl, aren't we?
Yes, yeah, yeah. So it was their first season, the Reef Bowl.
Yep.
First win, sorry, at the Reef Bowl, so it was good.
And so, Brad, so tell us about it. Did you play any other sports, league or union or AFL?
Well, growing up, I played a couple of sports, but mostly I played league in high school for Cairns High.
Yep, Bulldogs.
Cairns High Bulldogs.
Represent.
And then I went and played rugby union for the JCU Mariners, which we're coming up to a very prestigious season. I got the minor premiers this year and hopefully bring it all the way to
championship.
The championship in September.
Okay.
But I was out of season because COVID, was at home, bored out of my mind, so I decided to pick up a sport. And during the off season, got a Facebook on Facebook that said Falcons tryout.
Okay.
So I decided to.
Did you have any interest with gridiron from beginning?
Oh, you watch the gridiron
on TV
and on movies and stuff like that, and you think like, oh, one of these days you are going to make that classic catch or that big hit. So you decided to go down and have a run around. I went down there with no clue in my mind what to do. First day of training, started turning up every week, and then I was like, oh, check this out. And had a first game, cracked in, and then loved it.
So over here, Coach Jake, when we're talking about gridiron, we're talking about two teams virtually, offense and defense.
Yeah, correct. So and you also got special teams as well. So there's three.
There's three, is that right?
The special teams are more so your kickoffs and that, so it's not as full on.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And it's I don't know, talking about the game itself, when you look at it, it's like, ball down the other end, stop them from scoring. There it is. That's what it's all about, you know?
Yes, correct. It's very much like a game of chess. That's the best way to put it. You know, you sort of got your pieces you want to put in the right places so you can get the points or prevent the points.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and how long has the season been running for?
So it's the eighth season this year.
And that's the Reef Bowl. That's North Queensland. And how many teams in the competition?
Yeah, so this year they're expanding out to Gladstone. So it's going to go from as north as Cairns and as south as Gladstone.
Before Gladstone came along, who else has been involved?
So it's just been Cairns, Townsville and Mackay. Rockhampton were in the comp a couple of years ago,
yep.
Which they actually took out the Reef Bowl their first go,
okay.
And then tried to create a central Queensland team, I think, this year, but I think there's been a bit of a struggle there,
sure.
By the sounds of it, that they're going to just try to expand it out from as south as Gladstone and as north as Cairns now, so
all right,
should have a good amount of teams in the competition.
Good. So if we're talking Cairns Falcons,
yep.
Townsville, who are they?
So Townsville, they've got the Chargers and also the Cyclones.
Oh, two teams, have they?
Yeah, the Cyclones have been quite successful over the last
Townsville,
7 years.
Cyclones.
They're the ones that have been winning it every year,
okay.
So it was good to sort of.
So when you took the championship last year, you knocked them off. Did you play them in the finals?
We faced them in the finals. And we smacked them.
We
started off.
How was their response? Because teams who've been top of the perch for a long time Don't like being beaten.
Yeah, well, they said they're going to come back next year and try to take that reef ball off me. And I was like, I'm going to hold it at the back of my hand. So you got to try and come get it.
It creates that good, strong league as well. You know, when one team's been winning it every year, it sort of gets a bit old. So it is good. It's good that we've won it. Now they're going to get hungry and, you know, obviously want it back.
So Townsville Cyclones?
Yes.
What are their colours?
They're red and white.
And the other Townsville?
And the Cyclones are blue, yellow and white.
Blue, yellow and white? Yeah, and like so Cairns Falcons?
Red and green and black, baby. Green and black.
Green and black. Green and
that's
black.
That's great as well.
Okay, and that's like the Townsville in the Super League, in the Super Cup. Blackhawks. They're green and black.
Yeah.
So similar.
We're Falcons.
Okay. We're Falcons, of course, yeah. Now Mackay, who are they? What are their colours?
So they're blue and white.
Blue and white.
Bit of silver.
Bit of silver.
Yeah.
And who are they?
Mackay.
Mavericks.
Oh, Mavericks, sorry.
Mavericks, sorry. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
I forgot what they were.
Thank you. Rockhampton?
Rockhampton are the Wolverines, I believe.
Yeah,
Wolverines.
And
they're
Wolverines.
Yellow, white and black.
Yellow, white
yellow,
and black.
Yellow, black and maybe a tinge of white.
Yep. From Gladstone?
Gladstone, they're Port City Pirates.
Pirates.
And, well, this is their first season in the comp as well.
I think they're orange and black.
I think they're...
If they're going with the players team.
No, I think they're blue and yellow.
Okay, blue and yellow.
Yeah, I think they might be blue and yellow.
All right, now this men's and women's play as well?
Yes, so we've got a women's team this year.
Okay.
We're going to have 5 exhibition games against the Townsville Chargers side.
All right.
So it's going to be good, you know, try to expand the sport with the women because every other sport the women are really dominating at the moment, so it would be good to try to get some women involved with the gridiron as well. Good. Pad up and
girls can do anything.
That's right. They're going really well at everything else. So why not dominate the gridiron as
well? How many players on the team?
So there's 11 on offense, 11 on defense, and special teams. You need 11 as well, but you tend to
3 players.
Yeah, but you tend to sort of put your offense and your defense to your best sort of. Okay. And put them on your special teams, so you don't necessarily need 11.
Would a defensive player play in an offense role?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah,
sometimes?
You can, 100%. Yeah. Especially the local comps, because obviously it's going to be quite hard to get, you know, a minimum of 33 players. So
exactly.
You do get to that with injuries and people not being able to travel. You know, you might get Bradley playing at running back or, you know, somewhere else on the offense to try to help out. So,
like us most black fellas, we can play any position.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
And
yeah,
both
anything
sides of
the for
field.
That. Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
No, represent. All right, fantastic. Well, congratulations winning the championship 2021 season. And you are now on top of the perch and getting ready. Well, opportunity for someone to knock you off, but that ain't going to happen by Bradley's terms.
100%. If they want to do it, they got to come straight through the defense. And the only person they can get through is me. And no one else has ever tried to run around me yet. So.
And the other thing that I picked up about your league, you do the league, the season plays outside AFL, NRL, and soccer and all
correct.
The above.
Yeah, AFL. That's because it's great for because we use the league fields or the union fields.
Yes.
So it is great for anyone that was interested, you know, to try a new sport in the off-season, try to keep fit.
Sure.
It's
and you got all
sport.
The gear?
So, yeah, we've got all the gear. We've got all the helmets. We've got all the shoulder pads, so no one has to buy anything.
All right.
So it's pretty much just walk in, you know.
Good.
Sign up and you're ready to go. Obviously, you would have your own football boots. That would be ideal. We don't obviously supply football boots, but
sure.
If you're playing league or union, I'm sure that you'd still have them because they fit.
So where's your home game? Where's the Cairns Falcons?
Yeah, we play out of Kangaroos.
Kangaroos East Club, okay.
Yeah, good.
When's the season start?
30th of October.
30 October?
Yep.
So you guys are in training now?
We're doing pre-season training now, especially we're trying to get some new boys down.
Yes.
So for those people that are interested, come on down. We're just running through drills and just strategic stuff and just trying to get back into our fitness.
Yeah.
And,
so if you don't know nothing about gridiron, the rules or anything, just come on down.
This
come
is
on
the
down.
Best time to do it because we're getting all the new boys to try to get the fundamentals straight for when we get into that, I guess, pre-season mode.
Okay.
That they can just jump straight in with the older boys.
So this is like country football. What about Brisbane, Sydney before we go? Down south, they have
Brisbane's
teams?
Got a comp. Southeast Queensland, I think they start earlier.
Okay.
I believe they're probably starting in September.
Yep.
And there's they've got teams as north as the Sunshine Coast normally and as south as the Gold Coast. Toowoomba, they generally try to get a squad together. I don't think they did last year, probably because of COVID. I don't know how they are this year. But yeah, so I think they've got about 7 teams in between Sunshine Coast and the Gold Coast out to Toowoomba. New South Wales is also quite big. They've got, I think Newcastle, I think they might have their own little competition.
Okay.
And then they've got the Sydney competition as well, which is goes, I think, Northern Beaches to...
Excellent. So for more details, you guys got a webpage?
Yeah, we do. We're on Facebook and Instagram.
Cairns Falcons Gridiron Association.
Yeah, Cairns Gridiron Falcons Association, I believe, is off the Facebook page. And our Instagram is Cairns Falcons. So just hit us up through there with information.
Today, Coach Jake, thank you very much. Brother thank man you. Bradley, keep doing it, bro. Hang on to that reef ball.
Yeah.
Protect your brother.
I'm going to hold on to it, and it's going to match that beautiful Falcons ring I'm about to have as well.
Yeah, too deadly. Good talking to you, boys. Take care, right?
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there with the boys from Cairns Falcon Gridiron Association here in Cairns. Won the NQ comp, the Reef Bowl. They're champions. First time ever won it. Townsville have always won it for 6-7 years. So it's payback. So that's what Townsville's saying. But check it out, your mob. And that's for any players who are playing other codes. This is off-season, so there is an opportunity to keep fit and also check out your schools on the gridiron field. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, to Delhi, Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. And we are going strong here on the National Talk Black program, yarn up strong. So do add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text your brother 0457140550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. We are coming to a close here very soon. 7 minutes left on the program. And yarn up strong here, National Talk Black, a voice for our people. And it goes across the nation. Thanks to NERS. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Media 98.7 FM. But stay tuned, you mob, and keep the yarns going strong. Too diddly.
I'm living in the Gulf of Carpentaria, on an island in the Queensland sun. People know it as Mornington. Its language name is Goonoona. Back in the good old dreamtime sun, the rainbow serpent lechery people come. Mandal, Dibble, Dibble, and Jin Jin left us stories and they call this place Goonoona.
Goonoona. That's Charlie Anderson here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up with Selwyn on the line. Good morning, my brother.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, brother. My brother, like when I usually come, I try to come half a millisecond before the show.
Yes.
Because I've been only contributing since 2000, and I'd like to give other people a go. But
thank you.
So I try to talk quick. But this yarn, brother, I wanted to have a steady talk, brother. But I'll touch on it. I'll touch on it now, and I'll finish tomorrow. Brother, I think I first heard you quote Malcolm X, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Mm. And two other black fellas sang the same song, Peter Tosh and Bob Marley, Equal Rights. And the lyrics in it says, everybody wants to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And brother, when I first met you, you was then at Trinity Wharf. And the first thing you said to me, oh, brother, where are you from?
Where are you from?
And, yeah. Where are you from, brother? And we went from there, didn't I? But anyway, I was at Oakville. I was staying with my uncle and auntie, my mum and dad, Martin and Lily.
Hmm.
And I had to go away, brother. I'm going to finish the yarn tomorrow about COVID. And I've been on our social page, Palmolive social page, and because I haven't been there for a long time, I've been on and off. I go there for Christmas, and young people say, who the fig leaf are you? You know, like, you don't care about young people. But, brother, in 1973, there was two big drinking spree on Palm when the three bush parliament airway used to people died, people were blind, and ever since the time, the amount of people that just died from alcohol, brother, and I've been at the coalfield, and I started in mental health and alcohol rehabilitation in 1977, then I went back to Hell, that's when I started, in 1978. So I've been at the cold face, and at that time when I started, brother, nobody counseled the councils. And I think hosting, like Talk Black and Roy's, it's a lot of skill with listening and talking, and, you know, like I often say, it's better done than said. So a lot of counseling is involved listening, and brother, I just got burnt out. And that's when I tell you, I've done other jobs like at Tyndall, at Catherine and Broome, don't I? But I want to sort of talk about on that and touch on and finish off about, like when we talk about signs, and I gave a in towards Charlestown and signs and how he came from Abe, and of course all that stuff to that. Adam Good is calling him Abe.
Mm.
And there are a lot of people that are Christian, our people, in creation, you know, but then I think a lot of the things that we're learning all the expert, and I don't know if we could call it the moral center, but the religious people, I'd like to hear their take on, you know, like on Revelation, and you know, it says cause everybody to take a mark in the beast. But it's happening, brother, and maybe other people can articulate, or if I can touch on it, you know, brother,
yes.
It gives a bit of peace of mind. But thank you, brother. I'll come back tomorrow. Thank
Lovely.
You, brother.
No, thank you very much, Sowen. Regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to time where Murray got a sign off you, mob. I'm back in the hots again tomorrow, National Talk Black. For your local mob, stay tuned. Trinity Trev will continue local Talk Black program, a special one regarding the COVID-19 and the lockdown here in Cairns. But otherwise, your mob, thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We're thinking of your mob down there in Melbourne, New South Wales, and Brisbane just come out of lockdown. But we still need to abide by the rules and keep safe, your mob. Too deadly. News coming up via NIRS. So take care. Keep smiling, Bob.